This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hungary's parliament approved Sweden's NATO accession on Monday, clearing the last hurdle before the historic step by the Nordic country, whose neutrality lasted through two world wars and the simmering conflict of the Cold War. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Sweden was kept waiting in its bid to become a NATO member as Turkey and Hungary raised objections. Sweden changed its laws and relaxed rules over arms sales to assuage Turkey. Hungary's foot dragging was less clear in nature. Budapest mostly vented its annoyance over Swedish criticism of the direction of democratic development under nationalist Prime Minister Orban, rather than making any concrete demands. The accession of Sweden and Finland is the most significant expansion of the alliance since its move into Eastern Europe in the 1990s.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Human Rights Watch says Israel is not complying with an order issued by the United Nations top court because it's failing to provide urgently needed aid to desperate people in the Gaza Strip. The rights group's accusation comes 1 month after a landmark ruling in The Hague ordered Israel to moderate its war. Food aid and medical supplies were parachuted into Gaza on Monday by the Jordanian army, the biggest airdrop operation so far to deliver much-needed aid to millions of Gazans mostly living in camps. The operation deployed four C-130 planes, including one belonging to the French Air Force, an army spokesperson said. The 2.3 million Gazans, most of them displaced from homes destroyed by months of Israeli airstrikes, are facing crisis levels of hunger. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops have pulled out of a village in the east of the country as Russian forces display advantages on the battlefield, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The village of Lastochkina was the last setback for Ukrainian troops as they retreated to nearby villages in an attempt to hold the line there. Though not in itself a major loss, abandoning the village illustrates the battlefield challenges that Ukraine is currently facing. The new loss comes as Ukraine's defense minister has complained that half of promised Western military support to Ukraine is failing to arrive on time. He said the delays makes it hard to undertake proper military planning and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Farmers on Monday clashed with police in Belgium, spraying officers with liquid manure and throwing eggs and flares at them in a fresh show of force as the European Union's agricultural ministers met in a search of way to address the protesters' concerns. The farmers are angry at red tape and competition from cheap imports from countries where the EU's relatively high standards do not have to be met. 900 tractors entered the city, many bearing down on the European Council building where the ministers were meeting. This is part of a series of rallies by farmers across Europe, notably in France, the Netherlands, Spain, and Bulgaria. The decision by West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS to suspend sanctions against Niger and to ease sanctions on Mali and Guinea has been mostly welcomed by regional political analysts. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The sanctions were the regional bloc's response to the July ouster of Niger's president, Mohamed Bazoum, by the military. The regional body said Saturday its decision to suspend sanctions was based on humanitarian considerations and to enable further dialogue with Niger's military junta. ECOWAS has been struggling to stop a wave of military takeovers and political crises rocking West Africa. Last month, Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, all governed by hunters, announced withdrawal from ECOWAS, criticizing the bloc's sanctions on military government. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Talks to shape global environmental policy started on Monday in Nairobi, where governments, civil society groups, scientists, and the private sector met to plan collective environmental action. The meeting in Nairobi is the sixth session of the UN Environment Assembly, the world's top decision-making body on the environment. This year it's focusing on how governments can work together to tackle environmental crises such as climate change, pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.